One,
two,
three,
four.
Monster movie.
Fun time, go! Monster movie.
Fun time, go! Monster
movie.
Fun time,
go!
Monster movie.
Fun time, go!
With Precious D and Honey Bee.
Fun time, go!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and neighbors, welcome to Monster Movie Fun Time Go. I am one of your hosts, Precious D, and I am on my own today. Honeybee is still having some scheduling issues, but rather than leave you with nothing to listen to, I thought I'd talk a little bit about the new movie that came out this week. That's right, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, premiered this week. I went to see it opening night, Thursday night, in 3D. There were 3Ds. And I enjoyed it. I'm going to might do a little bit of spoilers, not too much. I'm not going to do a whole breakdown, just sort of a brief review. Let's see. It was directed by Adam Wingard, and it stars Rebecca Hall as Dr. Eileen Andrews, Brian Tyree Henry as Bernie Hayes, Dan Stevens as Trapper. Kaylee Hottle as Jai, Alex Ferns as Mikhail, Fala Chen as Iwi Queen, Rachel House as Hampton, Ron Smick as Harris, Chantel Jameson as Jane, and Greg Hatton as Lewis. So we have three characters returning from the last movie. I mean, obviously in addition to Kong and Godzilla. Also, the Kaiju Doug returns from the last movie. If you're not familiar with Doug, just Google Kaiju Doug. But we've got Rebecca, Dr. Eileen Andrews, Bernie Hayes, and Jai returning from the last movie. I don't remember if the Doctor and Bernie interacted in that last movie, even though I just rewatched it. But we basically had a Kong team and a Godzilla team running around doing shit in different places in the last movie. And now we have one person from the Godzilla team and two people from the Kong team teaming up. And this new guy, Trapper, who is a action veterinarian. So, this is the fifth film in the MonsterVerse franchise. We had Godzilla, we had Kong Skull Island, Godzilla King of the Monsters, and then Godzilla versus Kong. And we also have two TV shows, Monarch and Skull Island cartoon. Monarch's on Apple, Skull Island is on Netflix. And of course, there are a number of comic books that do a lot of backstory and side stories and stuff that are part of the MonsterVerse. So there you go. What did I think of this film? Well, this is a sharp contrast to Godzilla Minus One. You basically have two kinds of Godzilla movies. You've got metaphors that are about something, and you've got silly nonsense where monsters smash each other. This is silly nonsense where monsters smash each other. That is not a bad thing. I'd say there are more of those kind of movies than there are the more serious metaphor movies. There is, just like the last one, there's a lot of nonsense in here that doesn't make any damn sense. Just a lot of hollow earth bullshit that doesn't understand how gravity works. And it's really more of a honeycomb earth. And then at one point we go into the subterranean world, which, how is that different from hollow earth? But the title card up on the screen tells me we are in the subterranean world. So we've gone deeper than Hollow Earth into the subterranean world or realm or whatever the fuck they called it. But even though it's full of silly nonsense, it's a very fun movie. Lots of monsters smashing other monsters. A few ancillary kaiju showing up here and there. A guest appearance by another kaiju who is not in the title, and I will not give it away in case you don't already know. The little deaf girl is obviously a little older now. It's been a few years, but she's still adorable and doing a great job. Apart from a few commercials, these two movies are the only things she's been in so far. She's in school right now, and I'm hoping she'll find other stuff to do, though, because I think she does a really good job. She's described as the daughter of Dr. Eileen Andrews, so I don't know if there's been some kind of formal adoption. She did seem to be raising her in the last movie. She's like the sole survivor of her tribe from Skull Island, and they were still hanging out on Skull Island in the last movie, but now they're at the Hollow Earth station in this one, because that's where Kong's hanging out these days. It all looks great. It's, state-of-the-art CGI. It's all really well done. There's a lot more. This is a bit of a spoiler. There's a lot more apes in this one. A lot of Kong's people. And they all look very distinct. They didn't just copy the Kong model and paste it. So they did a good job with that, creating a bunch of distinct ape characters. There's all kinds of lore that we get dump at one point, telling us the whole background of the whole conflict between the kaijus and Kong and the Godzillas and various other things, that somebody just kind of looks at some pictographs and gets a very detailed summary of this ancient history. So, like I said, I saw it in 3D. I'd recommend going to the 3D show if you can find one, if that fits in your schedule. Most of the showings at my local theater were not in 3D. I didn't realize we were still doing that. It's, it was really popular for a while, and then it seemed to die off. But things still pop up in 3D every now and then. Speaking of 3D, since it's going to be kind of a short episode and I need something else to talk about, I acquired this week a Blu-ray of an old 3D movie that I have not seen in quite some time called Metal Storm, The Destruction of Jared Sin. Now, I do not have a 3D TV or Blu-ray player, but it did come with the 2D version as well. But this is a thing I saw in the theater when I was a kid, and I've was looking into it, and it wasn't streaming anywhere, but the Blu-ray is very affordable on Amazon, so I got it. And maybe if I have a chance to have Honeybee watch it, we'll do a random shit for our patrons about it sometime soon. I was thinking of that movie together with Space Hunter, Adventures in the Forbidden Zone, because they both came out the same year and are in 3D and have similarly structured titles, but I don't think they are actually from the same production company or have any of the same people involved. There was just a bit of a 3D renaissance in the 80s. Then it went away for a long time and then came back in the 2000s. And now it seems to be on the downswing again. But you can see Godzilla X Kong in 3D if you choose to. There's another thing I wanted to mention. I got a DVD on the way from our friends at SRS Cinemas. They have recently released The Great Yokai War, Guardians, which apparently is a sequel to a remake, part of a Great Yokai War series, as it were. I don't know. One source said this was another remake. Another source said it was a sequel to the previous remake. That previous remake was from 2005. But there you go. Anyway, it's this is the first time it's been released. It's only from 2021, but this is its first release in the United States, which we know SRS likes to do that, get their hands on those kaiju movies, in addition to the Shark and Amityville and Bigfoot and Killer Toilet movies they release. They also are doing a lot of first American release of kaiju films, and we appreciate them for that. So you might, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. It hasn't shown up yet. I just got a shipping notice. It is on the way. So I'll let you know when that comes in, if it was any good. But you can watch the trailer on YouTube if you like. There's not much else to say without, I don't want to go into a full plot breakdown of this movie, because we're going to do that when we come around to it, which is, we're going to catch up sooner than you might think. Before you know it, we will have caught up with the current year of kaiju movies. But don't worry, we have other plans in the pipeline if that happens. It will not be the end of this podcast. So, like I said, it's going to be a short one today. Sorry about that, but we will get something new out for you just as soon as we can. But if you enjoy the show, please like and rate and review and subscribe on all the things, and consider supporting us on Patreon, patreon.com/mmftg. You can find links to all our stuff at mmftg.com. If you do become a patron, you get to request a movie for us to watch. It doesn't have to be a kaiju movie. In fact, it shouldn't be a kaiju movie, because we're going to get to all of those eventually. It can be any kind of movie you like. We're still making our way through those lyrics of Rocky Horror Picture Show, science fiction double feature. We're almost done with that. And as soon as Honeybee's schedule clears up, we'll put out another episode in that series over on our Patreon. Now, because this episode is so short, I did find an old interview from G-Fest that somehow slipped through the cracks. So I'm going to insert that now. It's an interview we did with Dojo Studios. They do a little fan film, short film there every year, and they run the costume contest there at G-Fest. And I'm sure we'll see them again when we go back in a few months. So here's that interview. Honeybee and I are here at G-Fest still with Nick Cloutier from Dojo Studios.
Cloutier.
Cloutier.
Yes.
Sorry. Nick Cloutier from Dojo Studios.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We did a little work with them last night, helped out with a little film they were making. Nick was running the camera.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about Dojo Studios. Just what exactly you guys do, because you're kind of doing everything here at G-Fest.
Dojo Studios is kind of a giant sandbox for us fans, both grown and younger, to come and play every weekend that G-Fest is held. In essence, it's like... It all started with Paul Gavins. He originated, well, he didn't originate, but he took on running the costuming thread. And from what I understand, he, you know, was like, oh, we have all these costumers, and it would be really fun if we could, like, do a video with them. And so in 2010, when G-Fest was being held right across the street over there at the... Donald Stevens Convention Center, put an ad out in G-Fan of saying, oh, you know, we're going to be filming a tokusatsu film. You know, we're looking for interested volunteers. You know, if you want to film or you want to participate, like bring a costume and all this. And it was kind of a merging of people who had been participating in the costume thread, me and some others who eventually... joined up, and we've just been kind of going ever since.
Wow, 13 years later, here we are making a whole movie.
That's right.
So that's interesting. So the costumes came first, and then the movie.
Awesome.
Interesting. So, and we got the impression from what we did last night that
you're sort of slowly adding to the mythology of your dojo verse.
Yes. So the our very first short that we made in 2010 was kind of like a bunch of costumers who, you know, they had Toho related costumes, and so there was Godzilla, there was Ghidorah, there was Hedorah, and that was a lot of fun. And we decided, you know what, it would be a lot more fun if we kind of took G Fantas, who was in that initial film, but it would be a lot of fun if we took G Fantas and kind of built out a universe around him. And it's for two reasons. Number one, because we just want to, you know, pay our respects to Toho and not, you know, tread on their toes. They can be a little touchy with using their IP.
Sure.
You know, it's their property, so we have to respect that. But also, it's just way more fun. And this is like, we're building out an entire universe and we're not tethered to, you know, the things that have come before. But we can still pay homage to them in certain ways.
Yeah. For listeners who don't know, G Fantas is the mascot for G Fest and for G Fan magazine.
Yes, created by JD Lee's, late 90s, I think, early 2000s.
Right.
And he built the original G Fantas suit, which was featured in the first official dojo production in 2010. And JD was in the suit for G Fantas for the first 3 years, and then in 2013 we had Jacob Baker, who is a really astounding suit maker, crafted the G Fantas that you see today. And JD, I think, wore it for a year and then realized, you know, I think I need to like focus on running a convention, and I'm getting a little older, so I passed the baton on to our own Tristan, who has been doing a fantastic job ever since.
Great. That's great. So the thing we were working on last night,
yes.
What was the title of it?
So we're working on this year's production is called Phase Alpha.
Right.
It's our take on like the Ultraman universe, or like an Ultraman vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Ultraman, they're called Rayman. And we're taking storylines, story threads that we've been, you know, building off of from past productions, and kind of trying to tie them up into this one, and it'll carry over to next year as well.
Okay. When or where will we be able to watch it? Do we have to wait till next year to see it?
Yes. Short answer, yes.
Okay.
Shooting these films is literally, we're locked. Well, normally we're locked in the dojo room. This year, it was Elena Gavins' idea to put us out in the convention. So yesterday, we were doing a lot of filming with our characters in and amongst the convention goers.
Saw you in the elevator.
Was awesome. Yeah, it was so cool. Before we even got to work with you guys, we saw you guys in the elevator filming, and I'm like, oh, they're doing it. And we could just see your little bit of the camera, you know, in the elevator. It was so cool. It's so fun.
So, yes, the thing you filmed last year premiered at this
That's correct.
G-Fest. We saw that at the opening ceremonies last night.
Mm-hmm.
So this one will premiere next year. And
yes.
Then what, you put it up on your YouTube channel?
Yep, we will put it up on our YouTube channel, Dojo Studios at G-Fest. I'm so bad at remembering that. Bridges Dojo Studios at G-Fest, and also on our Facebook page.
Okay. Yeah, I was perusing that page, or the YouTube channel earlier, so we're going to go back and watch the part one of what we watched last night.
Yeah, and we'll put that in the show notes for all you guys who watched
awesome.
It
we'll put
as well.
We'll put a link to that. Are you guys on Instagram and all that stuff too? I know you're on Facebook.
Yeah, no, we're not. We're so bad at our social media presence.
You're not on Threads already?
What is a thread? I thought that's what's in my shirt, and
yes.
You know.
I just want to say thank you for that, because I am the exact same way, and I am terrible at all of the social media. So it's nice. It's nice to know other people are too.
Yeah, I mean, we're all like I said, like this is the one weekend that we come and we play in the sandbox, but you know, we all have our lives outside of this,
yes.
And it just when we're out of here, you know, we have to go back to our real life.
Yeah, this is just fun.
And so it just, you know, the point is that, like, oh yeah, we have, you know, dojo stuff we could do in the off year, but boy, the year just flies, and all of a sudden it's July again, and we realize, oh, we had all these plans to be posting things, and that just didn't happen.
Oops. I'm telling you, all the cool kids are on Threads already.
I'm sure they are.
Assuming it doesn't get sued into oblivion, they're going to be hanging out. It's basically Twitter without the Nazis.
For the record, I found out about Threads yesterday, so please do not feel bad. Anyone out there, if you don't have Threads yet, me neither.
I mean, I think they had a ridiculous, like, 100 million people sign up the first week.
So. Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I don't feel like I'm that old, but I feel like a curmudgeon.
Personally,
I'm like, I can't keep up with all those things.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not that old, but.
I've taken on the burden for our show of keeping up with the socials to just try to get the word out. So, you know. Take that for what it's worth. Don't know how well it's working or not. Well, Nick, thank you very much for talking to us, because I know you've had a long day.
Seriously, thank you so much, because we just saw everything that you were just doing with, we just watched the costumes, and it's late, and thank you so much for, like, working with us also.
Yeah, well, I thank you for having me, and I appreciate the two of you participating in the filming. I know... It can be a big ask. Sometimes people go, oh yeah, I want to help out. And, you know, it's like, okay, sure. Yeah. Help us. And it's like 2 hours go by and they're like, I want to go back to the convention now.
I've done a little bit of this before, so I didn't have to lay on the floor in a puddle of blood. So this was a step up from some other stuff I've done. At least in the strain involved.
Gotcha.
That's a Billy. That is no slight on the quality of what you did, but I had to lay in a puddle of blood.
Shout out.
All right. Thank you once again for joining us. And now back to our show or whatever. I don't know what I'm cutting this into. I don't know what this is going to end up being.
I was about to say thanks for letting us play with you, but I feel like that's a little strange.
Your phrasing.
Thank you.
As they say on Archer, phrasing.
I will say thank you for playing in our sandbox.
Yes. There you go. Much better. Much better. Take two. Use take two, please.
All right.
Thank you all for listening. If you go see Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, this week or anytime soon, send us a message. Tell us what you thought. We will read your comments on the show. You can find the links to do that at mmftg.com. So, thanks for listening. I have been Precious D. Remember to keep calm and take shelter in basements. Please don't misuse science. We won't see you, but you will hear us next time on Monster Movie Funtime Go! Now, because this episode is so short, I did find an old interview from G-Fest that somehow slipped through the cracks. So, I'm going to insert that now. It's an interview we did with Dojo Studios. They do a little fan film, short film there every year, and they run the costume contest there at G-Fest. And I'm sure we'll see them again when we go back in a few months. So, here's that interview.
You've been listening to Monster Movie Funtime Go. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and review us on your podcasting platform of choice. Our theme song is by the Texicato Folk Rock Punk featuring Lita Lopez. You can support the show, find links to our social media, and even leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/mmftg.